This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you want, the number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733, Skype username lrn.fm, or Discord on the Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
As we continue here, you can bring up anything you want. We did a lot of talking about the Trump plan to supposedly reorganize the federal government, which includes a proposal to spin off, hopefully, the Postal Service, and I do wish them the best. I hope that works out.
Yeah, we'll save my job, guys. Do it.
We will see how that pans out. But moving on, because there's other things worth discussing. Daryl, there's a alt-writer who apparently has come out and has advocated for the, murder of journalists? What's going on?
Something along those lines. Headline from The Observer says, Milo Yiannopoulos encourages vigilantes to gun journalists down. Milo Yiannopoulos has started issuing threatening messages to reporters when asked to comment for stories. Quote, I can't wait for the vigilante squads to start gunning down journalists on site, he told Observer over text message in response to a longer feature in development about an Upper East Side restaurant he is said to frequent. When asked to elaborate on who specifically had upset him, he explained that the statement was his standard response to request for comment. Yiannopoulos also...
Is he not a journalist himself?
He's an a-hole.
Well, a journalist is somebody...
He's a white nationalist. He's a gay man.
A journalist is somebody who would present both sides of an issue. So I highly doubt that somebody like Yiannopoulos...
So he's a commentator. He's an opinion commentator.
He's an opinion commentator, sure.
Yeah,
he's probably a jerk.
He's also, a guy that likes to...
And he's also inflammatory, and he's also does what someone on this show did often, which was to just throw whatever at the wall and see what sticks.
He likes to tick off liberals.
And it required saying a lot of, spewing vitriol.
Yeah.
He likes to tick off liberals, and there are some confused libertarians that think that that means, you're ticking off a liberal, okay, so therefore libertarian.
All right, let me ask you this. Is it all right... Because although I have an alt-right haircut, which is nice and shaped this evening, I'm not.
No, your hair is too long
and
I don't
support
to the
alt-right. Them, but the alt-right trolling, I find fascinating. I find so entertaining.
You mean when they're trolling others or being trolled? Because it's not hard to troll them.
When they are, I don't see that often because it's.
They get upset over their cups at Starbucks.
No, but when they're trolling the liberals, I find it so entertaining. The liberal tears, sip on your liberal tears. It's like they're all Cartman from South Park.
Right.
Every one of them. I don't like Cartman. I think he's a nasty character, but he's still fun to watch at times. And am I the only one that feels this way?
Sure, he's fun to watch.
I'm not entertained by pointless drama. I'm entertained by...
It's not pointless. He actually has... you have to pick through his opinion, but he's actually... What he says is factual, but it's just ugly.
Not yelling snowflake at people isn't factual. That's just pointless drama.
But they are snowflakes.
There are snowflakes
so are the
on both sides.
Yeah, so
people that get upset about, oh my God, the cup at Starbucks doesn't say Jesus on it. I can't believe they're destroying Christmas.
Yeah, same kind of crap. Just a different political viewpoint.
Continuing on here, Yiannopoulos also sent the message to the Daily Beast, Will Sommer over the Daily Beast, in an article examining the struggling UK Independence Party, which the conservative commentator is reportedly seeking to join as a part of, on what InfoWars host described as a soft coup led by nationalist figures. Yiannopoulos posted a picture on Instagram of the veiled threat issued to Sumner captioned, "Where is the lie?" Over the past 18 months, the provocative nationalist has seen his career implode following a BuzzFeed report linking his tenure at Breitbart to known white supremacists and neo-Nazis. After the piece's publication, Yiannopoulos lost funding from the Mercer family, known in the political world as a prominent pro-Trump megadonor, and subsequently elevated his racist rhetoric.
So he's both a racist and a gay man.
Yes. Yes, he is.
You know, it's an interesting
combination.
Well, it's also interesting that he would be welcome in the alt-right because, you know, historically, you don't exactly think of Nazis when you think of gay acceptance.
Yeah, I think they're evolving. And this is why gay men are...
Maybe it's just a desperate need on their part for some kind of attention or help.
Yeah, well, this is also why I think gay men are actually...
The log cabin Nazis, I guess.
Well, there's gay men who aren't white guys, you know.
Well, I mean, still white are the majority in this country.
Sure.
This past weekend, the nationalist, that being Milo Yiannopoulos, bragged on Facebook and Instagram that he'd sent $14.88 to The New Yorker's former fact-checker, Talia Lavin. According to the SPLC, the number 1488 is a combination of digits popularly used by white supremacists and neo-Nazis, with the number 14 representing the infamous 14 words, which is a mantra about securing a future for white children, and the number 88 represents Heil Hitler.
Okay.
So, Yiannopoulos wrote a check to a Jewish person that works for...
I'll take their word for it. The number 88 apparently represents Heil Hitler. I'm not sure how that... How do you get that? How do you get 88 from that? Is there some sort of explanation for why the number 88 represents
I know that,
that
the like Nazis SS? Use it.
There's the old SS symbol.
Right. Maybe H is the eighth letter of the alphabet.
Could be. There you go.
I just know that Nazis use the number 88. They also do the 14 thing. Levin formerly of the New Yorker, is Jewish. So
let's go to the phones here. We got Matthew on the line in Louisiana watching us online. Hello? Go ahead, Matthew.
Hello?
Hello. Hey, you're on the air. Hello?
You're on the radio.
Matthew,
do you
in
have
Louisiana.
Thoughts?
Matthew in Louisiana. Hello? Going once. Going twice. We're going to put you back on hold. Apparently there's some kind of problem there. Maybe our board op can take a look at the phones. You know, the one caller of the night doesn't even make it on the air. But anyway, yeah, it's open phones all the time here at Free Talk Live. So as long as the phones are working, we will get you on the air. And we'll check back.
You know, we were talking about Matthew. Milo, gay, alt-writer, and I immediately went to Dave Chappelle.
Chappelle Show.
Being KKK. Being accepted. The blind.
Oh,
black man.
Clayton Bigsby. The black white supremacist.
All right. Let's continue with your story and we'll check back.
Oh, that was it. That was it.
Okay, so this guy has called for the murder of journalists.
Yes, and apparently...
He wants death squads to go around and kill journalists.
Yep, and he claims that, quote, that's his standard response to request for comment.
That the person who's requesting for the comment should be murdered?
The comment is, I can't wait for the vigilante squads to start gunning journalists down on site.
Well, you know, that's an indicator that somebody really doesn't have the best ideas, right? Because if you've got good ideas, then they should be able to stand up to journalistic scrutiny. They should be able to stand up to any kind of scrutiny, any kind of public discussion. And ultimately what this person is saying is, I think that my ideas are so bad, I want to kill anybody who would dare to actually report on them with any kind of a critical eye or to create, an article in which somebody has the opportunity to counter the things that I say. So right. I would like to. So he's saying he wants to see all those people murdered, basically.
Yes, that is what he is saying.
Yeah. All right, the toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE like freedom. I actually have a related story to this, Daryl, because in the news this week is that North Dakota town that we reported on years ago on Free Talk Live, where some people like this Milo guy have been going to, like, moving to this North Dakota town. Very, very small town. I remember when we reported on it, its population was, like, no more than 6 or something. It wasn't...
What, because it's all white?
Well, North Dakota's pretty white. Yeah, yeah, that much is true. But apparently there was at least like one black guy living in the town, I think.
And some Native Americans, I believe.
Well, we'll get into it here. But the idea, Conan, was for them to move to one place.
And take it over.
Basically, yes. Yeah. So there's a plot afoot that is going to hopefully prevent these people from taking over the town. We will see. I'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. 855, 450, free.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial on in here toll free. And join the show, bring up whatever you want to discuss with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
I want to tell you about the My Pillow. It is a great pillow, perhaps maybe the best pillow you will ever use. You have very low risk to try out the My Pillow. There's a 60-day money-back guarantee, so very little to lose by going to MyPillow.com. Use promo code FTL, and that will get you two My Pillow premium pillows for one low price, and you'll get free shipping on all your orders using promo code FTL at MyPillow.com. And for whatever reason, if you don't like the MyPillow, you ship back to them, and they'll give you your purchase price back to you. Again, it's MyPillow.com with code FTL, like Free Talk Live. We're going back to the phones, and apparently there was a switch that needed to be thrown on our studio side in Minneapolis. So let's go back to Matthew. We're going to try him again. Can you hear us this time, Matthew?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Excellent. All right, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, actually, this was just something I know, that if Milo Yiannopoulos is a racist, he's a really weird one because he's married to a black guy.
Okay.
So, I think he's okay with blacks, but their big claim to fame is he's an anti-Semite.
Okay, yeah, that would be weird, too, because his mother is Jewish.
Well, he could be a self-hating Jew.
Yes, these exist.
I would think more probably than not, it's just journalists being triggered by somebody who they don't like. He is a nationalist, but
well, he did call for them to be murdered. I mean, that's a little different than actually just, you know, saying something that's offensive or triggering or whatever. I mean,
this article referred to him as a nationalist. It did not refer to him as a racist. It says that he's linked to Breitbart, which is known to be sympathetic to white supremacists and neo-Nazis.
I haven't seen that on Breitbart. It would be very strange for them to be sympathetic to white supremacists and neo-Nazis, especially as many Jews as write for Breitbart. But there's another question I have to ask. If the Nazi Party was a German Socialist Workers Party, how the heck can you have an American Nazi?
They would be socialists in America.
It's cultural appropriation. They stole it.
Yeah, there you go. We're stealing the German culture.
Yep.
You want to know the difference between communism, socialism, and Nazism? Nobody's ever said that real Nazism has not been tried.
There we go. All right. That's a good point. I had never thought of that. That's brilliant, Daryl.
Matthew, anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
No, that's about it. But I do know why Daryl pretends to know nothing about Star Trek. I figured it out.
Star Wars or Star Trek? Or both?
Star Trek.
Daryl, do you know about Star Wars? Or Star Trek?
I'm aware that they exist. I could probably name some characters, but I've never watched either of the things.
I have.
You just pretend to, because you're actually a spy from the planet Vulcan.
Vulcan?
Who has earphones.
No, Daryl's not. Daryl is too emotional. He can never be a Vulcan.
Right, but no, I've got the big ears. Ha, ha, ha.
They were bobbed. You can't fool me.
Thanks for the call, Matthew.
Out.
I appreciate it.
The difference between Trek and Star Wars is Trek is what could be.
Isn't Trek more commie?
No. Star Trek is in the future. Star Wars is a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Trek is what could be if you have a good government. Wars is what actually happens when bad governments, empires take over and they enslave everybody. Trek is much more science fiction than Wars is much more. Even though Wars has magic and crap, space wizards, it's much more reasonable in my book.
What's your favorite? You like the Star Wars or the Star Trek?
I like science fiction and fantasy.
So you prefer Star Trek?
No, I prefer Star Wars. It's hard. It's hard.
Okay.
I like science fiction and fantasy are my favorite genres, and I'll watch both, and I have watched both. But Trek is just over the top for me. You can't have Trek unless we as human beings evolve into a different level. There's no way Trek would ever work, ever, because these guys are just taking orders. They're just out there, you know, meeting new people, and they're trying to fix things and fix all the errors of the galaxy, and they're not being paid to do it. They don't even have credits to buy stuff with. I mean, how the hell does all this work?
Well, that's because they got the machines that make everything. Right?
They've got the replicators.
Yeah, but who fixes the machines?
Hold on.
Who pays the guy to fix the machine?
No. There's not a guy that fixes the machine. The machine fixes itself because it's an AI and it's able to replicate what it needs to fix itself.
And no, this is all bull. No,
not if it's broken.
All bullcrap. And the one culture who actually has it right are demonized. The Ferengi.
Yeah.
They're ugly. They're obnoxious.
Well, wasn't Roddenberry a commie?
Pretty much, yeah. Socialist, at least.
So, like, that's what I understand. I'm not a big fan, necessarily, of either series, but I've certainly seen my share of it.
But he was also an optimist, and he was
an optimistic communist. Well,
he was trying to portray, you know, what he thought the future could be if people would just get along and stop killing each other.
Yeah. Now, good luck with that.
Yep.
I mean, even that doesn't happen in Star Trek. If people would stop killing each other, there'd be no conflict in the show, and it'd be boring, right? You got to have the Klingons trying to kill the Starfleet, and you got to have the Borg trying to kill the Starfleet.
And that's where Paul Krugman comes in, where he's like the best thing.
Krugman wasn't in Star Trek Wars.
Listen. I'm going to science fiction. He said, if we really want to fix everything, what we need is a nice alien invasion to bring us all together.
That's what happens in the Independence Day movies.
That's what keeps Trek together. They are all fighting these, you know, the Borg or the whoever who are coming to take humanity, kill and destroy humanity.
I did actually watch the Independence Day sequel. I finally watched that one.
Did you know they
came out with a sequel?
I didn't even know.
Yeah, they brought Jeff Goldblum back and brought Randy Quaid back.
Is Will Smith back? Oh, Randy Quaid, the crazy person?
The crazy guy, yeah. He's back. Will Smith appears in photographic form, but not video form. I don't want to spoil it for you.
All right. Well, I'll definitely watch it. I'm not going to, you know, hold my breath or anything.
It's just one of those popcorn, you know, summer popcorn flicks. It's not going to, you know, strike any new territory or anything like that.
The older I get, the harder it becomes.
Is he a hologram? Is Will Smith a hologram?
No.
To get on stage and he's doing
Jeff Goldblum. You're our only hope.
No, that'd be pretty funny. I haven't seen the new Jurassic Park yet either.
I'll hold my breath on that one too.
What do you mean?
I'm not waiting. I'm not gonna go to the movies
You're
and
not
watch it.
Go see it in the theaters. So.
I might even download it.
You know there is this thing called torrents.
That's illegal.
That's what I just said.
It's illegal, dude.
No, stop. Because I actually try to. Through Netflix and Hulu and stuff like that. I actually try to give my money to these organizations, unless it's something like Last Jedi, and then I'll download it. Solo, I'm going to download it. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to give Lucasfilm my money.
I thought it was good. I thought it was entertaining. I thought it was better than Star Trek or Star Wars 8.
Says the guy who's sitting on like 6 movie tickets.
What?
I keep winning them on the trivia in the morning.
Oh, you're sitting on 6 movie tickets.
It's like, why not? But it's in Brattleboro.
You're too cheap to actually drive to.
It's in Brattleboro.
That's true.
It's almost 20 miles away.
All right, there's more coming up here. The North Dakota town where white supremacists have been moving in. And now the town mayor is saying he wants to dissolve the town.
Good luck with that.
Good, to prevent the white supremacists from taking it over. It's an interesting approach. We'll tell you about it coming up here in moments. 855-450, free like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can join us on the radio here and bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. After 30 years, Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy is retiring, allowing President Trump to pick a second member of the High Court.
We will begin our search for a new Justice of the United States Supreme Court that will begin immediately.
The president says he has a list of about 24 possible nominees. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says the significance of this appointment cannot be overstated.
This is the most important Supreme Court vacancy for this country in at least a generation. Nothing less than the fate of our health care system, reproductive rights for women, and countless other protections for middle-class Americans are at stake.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us on the radio where you can take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. That's Skype username lrn.fm. You want to save big time on your purchases at Amazon, just head on over to saveitpurse.com. I was just on there last week, ordered some two-way radios, and I think I put them in at like 25% off. I have to pull it up and see. But you can decide what kind of discount you want to get on the things that you want to buy. So if you're in a rush to get something, if you set it at like 20%, usually somebody's going to grab it within the first day, usually within a few hours of you putting it on saveitpurse.com. So what you do is you go to Amazon, you figure out the items you want, you can add them to a wish list, and then you can import the wish list into saveitpurse.com, or you can just drop the item directly in the URL for the item directly into saveitpurse and just order it directly that way. If you want, you can go as low as 5% if you're in a super, super rush, and then Save It Purse will just take care of it for you and take care of it and order it and send it to you. But usually what happens is if you put it at like 10 or 20 or 30%, and you can have 25, you can have whatever percentage in there that you want. You decide the percentage. What happens is your bitcoins, you have to have Bitcoin to get these discounts, or Bitcoin Cash or other cryptocurrencies, but you've got to have cryptocurrency. Your crypto goes into a marketplace where people who really want to buy crypto are willing to pay 20% on top of the price of, let's say, a Bitcoin in order to get the crypto. They will buy the thing you want for you on Amazon, have it shipped to you, where Conan may be your delivery man if you live in the Keene, New Hampshire area.
If it's a book, I might even have it in my studio. I'll ship it out, and then maybe I'll deliver it.
I don't know if you can get the used items through Save It Purse. That's a
I do sell new books.
Okay. Yeah, I've never looked to see if you can order a used item through Save a Purse. I suspect you can't, because I think it's only the Fulfilled by Amazon products that qualify.
No, I think I've had things that were not shipped by Amazon.
Really? Okay.
That I've gotten through Save a Purse.
That doesn't mean it was used, though.
Right.
Well, no, I didn't say that it was used. I said it wasn't shipped from Amazon. Like, it was shipped from a third party.
Third party.
Yeah. Okay, that's interesting, because I'm not sure. Sometimes there are some things on Amazon that just won't work through Save a Purse. But for the most part, if it's an Amazon Prime item, it's going to work. If it's one of the free Super Saver shipping items, if it's fulfilled by Amazon, it's definitely going to work. And it's awesome. You decide the price. So, for instance, my most recent order, you can go back and you can look at all your orders and see, you know, what you got. 20% off. So I saved 20% on five different radios that I ordered. I ordered a box of five radios and knocked 20% off the cost. So it brought down the price from like $28 to like $22 or something like that. So it was pretty sweet. Saveatpurse.com, saveatpurse.com. Get on over there and get the stuff that you need or the stuff that you want. So like things that you don't need urgently, like right now I've got something on there for 33% off. I don't need it tomorrow. I don't need it next week. In fact, it's been sitting there a week. Nobody snatched it up yet. So if you want it to go quickly, shoot for like 20%. If you aren't in a rush, then go for the max. See if you can get it. You can always adjust it down later if you decide you want to increase the speed at which it arrives. So once again, saveatpurse.com. As we continue here, I'm going to share a story with you from North Dakota. This is coming from Idaho Statesman about Leith, or maybe it's Leith, L-E-I-T-H. Let's call it Leith. Leith, North Dakota. Ryan Schock fears the past is about to rear its ugly head in his town of Tiny Leith in south-central North Dakota. And as mayor of the 18 or so people who live there, he wants none of it. 5 years ago, Leith made national headlines in the New York Times, USA Today, and elsewhere when a man named Craig Cobb began buying up lots around town and inviting his fellow white supremacists to move in. His plan, to turn Leith into a white enclave. The town, including Mayor Schock, who was mayor at that time, fought back and Cobb ultimately failed. But during city elections on June 12th, two people who reportedly moved to town when Cobb asked like-minded folks to move there won seats on the city council via write-in votes, according to the Bismarck Tribune. Now, Schock is determined to abolish the town government for fear that the new city council members will bring more of Cobb's drama to town. Quote, we have to dissolve the town because that idiot Cobb showed up, Schock told the Tribune. He wanted control of it, and now he can't have it.
So one thing that's interesting, and as soon as you mention this guy's name, Craig Cobb, I did a search here, and he's the guy that he went on some daytime TV show and had a DNA test done. Because he wanted to prove how genetically superior he was. And his results came up as 86% European, 14% sub-Saharan African, to which he responded, that's just statistical noise.
Now Schock is determined to dissolve the town, doing away with the city council. He says it's not wiping Leith off the map. Told an interview at KFYR in Bismarck, adding the idea was a long time in coming. He says, Leith is always going to be here. The Leith signs are always going to be there. It's just not going to have a council and a mayor anymore if this resolution goes through. The newly elected council members Michael Benix and Debbie Nelson denied to KFYR that they are Cobb sympathizers. Banks, the Tribune reported, bought property in town from Cobb and moved to Leith about the same time as Cobb put out the call for other supremacists to help take over the town and fly Nazi flags. Debbie Nelson told KFYR, quote, we were plain people when we lived in Wisconsin, and we're plain workers here. There's nothing special about us. We don't belong to any clubs, any organizations. Banks told the TV station, not a political party, not so here, we're just trying to help the city. Leith's town officials first noted that Cobb was quickly buying abandoned properties in the town in April of 2012, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center, which reported that Cobb bought more than a dozen lots for a few hundred dollars each, mostly from owners who lived elsewhere. The Human Rights Watchdog Group wrote at the time, quote, Cobb's endgame is clear. Last year on the white supremacist online forum Vanguard News Network, Cobb announced his intentions to build an all-white bastion of racists in North Dakota, quote, post-haste, unquote. Quote. The grandiose plan ends with white supremacists and neo-Nazis taking over the county government, and he has even said he hopes to rename Lathe Cobbsville. Cobb, who is 66, recently finished serving 4 years of probation for, quote, terrorizing residents of Lathe in 2013, unquote, and now lives in Sherwood, North Dakota, according to KFGO in Fargo. So apparently he doesn't even live in the town in which he wanted people to move to. It's unclear what his plans are now, reported the Grand Forks Herald, which tried unsuccessfully last month to contact him. The mayor of Sherwood told the Herald that since Cobb moved there in mid-2014, things have been, quote, pretty uneventful, unquote. Schock told the Herald that the same thing about life in Lathe post-Cobb. He said, things have been pretty quiet, and I'd just as soon kind of leave it that way, the mayor told the Herald. He also told the Tribune he fears the election of Banks and Nelson, who live together, will reopen old wounds. For all he knows, he told the paper, the two might make great council representatives, but he said he's tired of being stuck in the middle of this drama. Last week, the Tribune reports the mayor walked from door to door in town and collected 12 signatures for a petition to dissolve the town's government. The plan is to turn over Lathe's governance to the county. Residents will vote on July 23rd on whether to let the county take over their government.
You know, anyone who has seen the documentary Wild Wild Country, which I highly recommend, it's on Netflix right now. It's about it's about Rajneeshpuram.
Is this the
Colorado cult that moved into Antelope?
Was this Oregon or Colorado?
I believe it was
Oregon.
Oregon.
Where Chris Reitman, who's our Thursday night co-host, lived near there, right?
Yes.
And he was sort of intimately
And apparently
familiar
there's
with
it. A documentary about it, which is why everybody's been talking about it.
That's
like
what
over
he was
the last
talking
couple
about.
Of months.
Yeah, it's about 5 episodes. And if you are into seasteading or moving to some place and taking over the community and moving all your local buddies, watch this documentary and see what to do and what not to do. And this is exactly the same thing happened where the city council tried to dissolve the town.
And did they?
No, they didn't have enough votes.
Ah.
Enough of these cult, these Rajneeshi moved.
They moved in.
They were able to prevent it from happening. They had these guys on the city council and whatnot. They made the mistake. This is a big thing, and this is something I saw here in Keene. They started inviting riffraff that weren't actually a part of the cult, but were just votes.
There's more coming up here. That was a mistake?
It was a big mistake. Big mistake.
All right, more coming up here in moments. 855, 450, free like freedom. I want to hear a little bit more about that on the way. And this is Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security, maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here. Bring up whatever you want in the studio. It's Ian.
And Carnian.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, we've got Skype. You can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. There's also our Discord on-air call-in line room where you can jump in there and you'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us. We are going to get back into the story here about the North Dakotan town that is possibly going to abolish itself. Coming up on the ballot vote on July 23rd to decide to get rid of the town of Lathe, North Dakota, which has been targeted by a group of white supremacists. A very small group, but a group nonetheless of white supremacists who've been coming in there to try to take the town over. And basically the mayor is saying, let's just get rid of the town government, and then they can't take us over.
Yep.
So we'll continue here with your calls and thoughts. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes. So this year, you know, New Mexico, we're the 50th. We're like the very last one in the child well-being. Ooh. So last year, we were actually 49th. I think it was Mississippi that beat us to it.
Hmm.
So we're
now, how do they rate
now.
That? How do they determine what child well-being means?
Well, I forgot the name of it. There's an organization that does the rating. Like 29% of the high school kids, they dropped out.
And then Kids Count Data Center, a project of the Annie Casey Foundation.
All right.
Yeah, that's
so they're
the
looking
one.
At high school dropouts and I imagine some other factors.
They look at economic well-being, and then they have several subcategories of that. Education, several subcategories of that, including but not limited to fourth grade reading and eighth grade math. Health, several subcategories, and then family and community and several subcategories of that.
Sarah, why does your state hate kids so much? Do you hate kids?
Oh, well, you know what? I think we love children, but you know what? I blame the fact that we got rid of our red light camera for 9 years.
Red light cameras is not on
this list. Yeah. They're not taking that into consideration.
Let me actually read the entire thing.
Yeah, but Daryl, if the kids are afraid to cross the street to get to the school on the other side.
Crossing the street is not on the list.
I know,
economic well-being. Which is both a larger category and a subcategory. The number of children in poverty, children living in families where no parent has a full-time year-round employment, children in households that spend more than 30% of their income on housing, and teens age 16 to 19 not attending school or working. Under education, they have education rank, young children not in school, fourth grade reading achievement, eighth grade math achievement, high school students not graduating on time. Under health, health rank, low birth weight babies, children without health insurance, child and teen death rate, teenagers 12 to 17 who have abused alcohol or drugs in the previous year. Under family and community, there's a family and community rank that also includes children in single-parent families, children in household heads' educational attainment, or rather children by household heads' educational attainment, children living in areas of concentrated poverty, and total teen birth rate.
Yeah, no red light cameras.
My point is that we have very bad public safety. Our intersections, our streets, everybody. We're number one in pedestrian and bicycle fatalities.
Yeah, we know what your point is, but your point is immaterial to the study that you cited at the beginning of the call. So the statistic you cited has nothing to do with red light cameras. Does it have the chart, Daryl, as far as what the top states are? Because I've heard that New Hampshire is a really good state to raise
like three or something
children.
It depends on
which study you look at, but New Hampshire is usually like one, two, or three. It's like up there and as a very good place for families.
On all of the studies.
Right. It's a very good place for families.
Except for heroin.
The point I wanted to bring up about that, Sarah, for you, is that New Hampshire has no red light cameras whatsoever.
In fact, the state right below us...
is like the safest, you have the highest safety pedestrians. You're rated number one.
That doesn't jive with your viewpoint. You just gave me information saying that I did not have. You said New Hampshire is the safest state for pedestrians. You constantly get on the air with us and claim that pedestrians would be safer if there were more red light cameras. But the fact that New Hampshire has zero red light cameras, does that faze you at all? Can you understand that red light cameras have nothing to do with pedestrian safety?
Oh, you know what? Well, you got other laws that the drivers behave better.
No seatbelt laws. No helmet laws.
Right. You don't have to wear a helmet. You don't have to wear a seatbelt.
You don't have to have car insurance.
There's no speed cameras here in New Hampshire.
Well, you know what? People here in New Mexico, if they have no red light camera, they just run people over, run the same person over two times.
So are you suggesting that people in New Mexico are different from the people in New Hampshire?
I want to move the new camera.
Well, of course, because you guys have different laws. Over here, they traffic women.
Number one is Iowa.
New Hampshire.
Two, Massachusetts. Number three, New Jersey. Number four, Minnesota. Number five, Iowa.
Wow.
I'm looking at different statistics here, Daryl.
I'm looking at
the 2018 numbers.
But the statistics do not bear out anything that you're saying here. And the people in New Mexico.
If you have a very, very bad public safety, it becomes a very dangerous place. Like Tesla, they went to Nevada. A safer city. The businesses don't want to move here.
Nevada's not a city. It's a
state. People don't want to move here. And
Nevada's 47th on this list, by the way.
Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. I'm sorry, you just don't have a point as much as you want to. Thank you.
Alaska, which was another state that could have been the destination state for the Free State Project, is 46th on the list.
Of the family state?
On this kid count.
Okay.
Interesting. Arizona, which is right next door to New Mexico, is 45th.
New Hampshire was a great choice. I mean, there's so many different reasons why New Hampshire was chosen as the destination for the Liberty Migration, this New Hampshire Freedom Migration that's been going on here for a long time. If you want, you can watch 101 Reasons Why New Hampshire is the best place for libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists. If you care about freedom, you need to make a plan to get up here and move to New Hampshire and then join the fun. There's a lot of really cool activism that's happening up here, whether it be political or cryptocurrency, or, you know, there's been a lot of historic civil disobedience, too. There's been more liberty-oriented activism happening in New Hampshire than I think probably the rest of all of the other states combined. I mean, I'm sorry. Good luck, Libertarian Party, with whatever it is you're trying to do. I know you're going to their convention here in a matter of hours. Daryl, you'll be leaving on Thursday, late Thursday. And,
like,
and
1 o'clock Friday morning, yeah. So in just over a day.
And basically you'll be gone for several days as you and a bunch of others desperately try to wrest control of the Libertarian Party from the hands of those people who've been basically debasing its message of peace and principle over the years.
I wish you the best on that. That's why I'm advocating for NOTA for LNC chair and voting for Starchild for everything else.
So, NOTA meaning none of the above.
Correct.
So you'll be getting on stage and actually advocating for that?
Yes.
Basically? Okay. All right.
That's the plan.
What happens if NOTA wins?
So if NOTA wins, then there's another election for chair, but none of the candidates that ran in the initial election
are allowed
to run.
Interesting.
So you're saying that's how bad the selection is. You're saying that everybody who's running for the chairman of the National Libertarian Party are so bad that no one should be elected into that position. That's your position.
None of the people that are currently running.
How many of them are there?
I think there are either 4 or 5. One guy keeps dropping out and jumping back in, so I don't know if he's running today, whether he'll be running on Sunday.
Is there an incumbent?
There is.
And he's trying to get back in?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, that's how bad it is. And the Libertarian Party is just a pathetic shadow of what it could have, what it once was and what it could still be, but it hasn't been.
Yeah, then there are a couple of changes to the platform that I'm hoping to see go through. One of them is a slight tweak to the immigration plank, where right now there's some language that is in there to appease the Bordertarians. I'm hoping to strike that sentence.
All right. Well, let us know if anything interesting happens, Daryl. You're always welcome to call in from the floor.
Oh, if there's anything interesting that happens, I will definitely call in.
And last time at their convention, there was the guy, James Weeks, who did a striptease on stage, which I thought was pretty hilarious.
He's running for vice chair.
That was the best thing. So wait, you're not going to endorse him for vice chair?
No, because I don't know if he's seriously running or if he's just planning to get naked again.
Put somebody in there who's going to troll him. I think I support that.
Anybody trolling libertarians, they always include Weeks in their spoofs, in their videos. He's always front and center.
Hey, we're out of time
for
tonight.
Underwear.
You can join us tomorrow night online. In the meantime, head over to freetalklive.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.